It's time now for Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lead. Your host is Police Officer and National Crime Prevention Specialist, J.D. Dye.
And now it's time for another stupid criminal story.
Hey, welcome back to Police on the Scene with the Crime Prevention Lean, and I have a dumb criminal story for you folks. I want to lighten up a little bit. We've talked about a lot of safety situations in the last couple of shows, and we've actually touched on a lot of serious topics, and we will, but I want to lighten it up and keep the emails coming because we're getting a lot of them. PoliceOnTheScene@yahoo.com, PoliceOnTheScene@yahoo.com. is our email address, and I will answer all your emails, and I love your questions, and will continue to use them, so thanks for the support. But, on a lighter note, it comes out of Toledo, Ohio, where our dumb criminal couldn't have picked a worse coffee shop to rob. Guess what? When our dumb criminal walked into the coffee shop, he didn't notice that it was located next to the local FBI headquarters, because it was in the exact same building, actually. He tried to hold up the cashier early in the morning when the place was really busy. Number two, not real smart. One of the customers at the time just happened to be the head of the Toledo FBI office, stopping in on his way to work. I guess what, guys? I don't have to tell you, this dumb criminal is under arrest. So I love that one from earlier this year, and I had to share it because it actually has happened in my law enforcement experience. It hasn't been the first time that someone has come in to rob a place and there was an officer in the place that placed him under arrest. This one, though, is really bizarre, and I wanted to share the second one with you because I have not heard this one, but it's great. It comes from Mansfield, Ohio, and our bozo was clocked at doing 106 miles per hour on Interstate 71. So this guy is really speeding, obviously, on the Interstate 71 in Ohio. The officer gave chase down the highway, but he couldn't catch this guy. The guy turned off his headlights and exited the highway and pulled into a private driveway to wait until he thought the police car was gone. This might have been a good idea, except for one thing. The driveway he pulled into belonged to another police officer who came outside to ask what he was doing there. In another brilliant move, our dumb criminal admitted he was hiding from a state trooper. Shouldn't have said that. The officer pulled out his gun and held him at gunpoint until help arrived, and he is under arrest. Not a good day for that guy. Hey, send any other comments you have to policeonthescene@yahoo.com. And remember, be smart and stay safe. This is Officer J.D. Dine, and I'm 10-8.
Visit TKPN at www.tkpnpodcast.com.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.